This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stones for various development initiatives worth over 35,000 crore rupees in Vadodara in Gujarat. The Prime Minister dedicated to the nation three key sections of the Western Dedicated Freight Corridor, marking the full completion and operationalization of the freight corridor network. Mr. Modi also flagged off freight train services from New Sanand, New Makarpura, New Umargaon and New JNPT, along with the new passenger train service between Tanda Road and Vadodara, connecting remote tribal regions of Alirajpur to the national rail grid. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister emphasized that India has emerged as a global manufacturing hub, now producing its own advanced train and metro coaches. He highlighted the rapid transformation of India's transport and logistics sector, calling the completion of over 2,800 kilometers of dedicated freight corridors a historic achievement for 21st century India and a testament to the nation's changing work culture.
आज 2,800 किलोमीटर से अधिक का डेडिकेटेड फ्रेट कॉरिडोर प्रोजेक्ट पूरा हो गया। ये 21वीं सदी के भारत के लिए बहुत ऐतिहासिक कार्य संपन्न हुआ है। ये डेडिकेटेड फ्रेट कॉरिडोर इस बात का साक्षी है कि बीते 12 साल में देश की काम करने की संस्कृति कैसे बदली है।
During the program, Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for three railway expansion projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees. The Prime Minister participated in a massive public meeting in Navsari, where he received a warm welcome. In Mumbai, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate Global FinTech Fest 2026, one of the world's largest and most influential annual FinTech conferences. The four-day fest will conclude on 11th of September. The Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare has informed that the progress of area coverage under Kharif crops has recorded more than 1,086 lakh hectare area as of 4th of this month. It added that the rice has been grown over more than 421 lakh hectare area, while total pulses were sown over more than 117 lakh hectare areas. According to the ministry, Shri Ann and coarse cereals were cultivated in over 181 lakh hectare area. Additionally, the area cultivated with oil seeds was recorded with area coverage of more than 191 lakh hectares. It also said that more than 109 lakh hectare area has been brought under cotton cultivation. The ministry informed that sugarcane was grown on more than 58 lakh hectare area. The government has approved strategic investment plans with an aggregate project outlay of over 735 crore rupees for ITI clusters in Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Telangana. It includes 241 crore rupees investment plan for Rajasthan, over 240 crore rupees for Uttar Pradesh and 254 crore rupees for investment plan for Telangana. It was approved during the 5th National Steering Committee, NSC, meeting of the Pradhan Mantri Skilling and Employability Transformation through upgraded ITIs. The Bombay High Court today refused to quash summons issued to Congress MP Rahul Gandhi in a 2019 defamation case over his remarks against Prime Minister Narendra Modi. A single bench of Justice N.R. Borkar dismissed Mr. Gandhi's petition challenging a magistrate court order that initiated proceedings against him. The High Court, however, continued its 2021 direction to defer the hearing before the magistrate for 6 weeks, allowing Rahul Gandhi to approach the Supreme Court. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended in negative territory for second consecutive day. The Sensex declined 555 points to close at 75,578, while the Nifty shed 144 points to settle at 23,635. In archery, India won two gold medals at the 2026 World Para Archery Series Leg 3 in Ahmedabad today. Harvinder Singh and Vijay Sundi clinched their third consecutive World Para Archery Series title, defeating Slovakia 6-2 in the Para Recurve Men's Doubles Final. In the compound division, Toman Kumar and Shyam Sundar Swamy secured the men's doubles crown, defeating Iraq's Aldaud Anwer and Kadim Abbas 152-139. In the para women's recurve doubles, Pooja Jatyan and Bhavna Chaudhary settled for silver after losing to China in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.